وكل بدعة ضلالة. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: والشرك في تبت بجنس أن يشرك رسوله بالله سبحانه وتعالى from the evil within our own selves and from the mischief of our own deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides to the path that is straight, there is none that can misguide him. And as for those who are misguided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one that can guide them to the path after him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and a messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To proceed, indeed, the most truthful of all speeches is the speech of Allah, the Quran, which is not created, and the best of all guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are those newly invented matters to this deen of Islam. For indeed, every newly invented matter to this deen of Islam is a bid'ah, is an act of innovation, and every innovation is dalalah and misguidance. أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الناس فاتقوا الله واشكروه على نعمة الإسلام أن هداكم إلى هذا الدين القويم دين الإسلام شكر الله أوفيكم شكر الله سبحانه وتعالى and give thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for guiding you to Islam to this great نعمة of Islam أيها المسلمون فبين أيديكم دين عظيم بين أيديكم دين عظيم اختاره الله لكم ومن به عليكم ملة أبيكم إبراهيم اشتمل على كل ما اشتملت عليه أديان الأنبياء فهو خلاصتها وخاتمتها. Indeed, يا عباد الله, this deen of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to is a great religion. Allah has showed it for all of us, for those who are guided to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred a great favor upon us by guiding us to our Islam, the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He comprises all that which was included in the previous religions and messages. So indeed, it is the summary of all of them, and it is the seal of all messages. قال تعالى في سورة الشورى شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي اوحينا اليه وما وصينا به ابراهيم وموسى وعيسى ان اقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم اليه الله يجتبي اليه من يشاء ويهدي اليه من ينيب. The translation of this ayah of the Shura in English means, here Allah has ordained for you the same religion, Islamic monotheism, which we ordained for you, and that which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and that which we ordained for Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, saying, you should establish the religion and make no divisions in religion. Make no divisions by splitting into sects in various sects in religion. Difficult indeed for the mushrikun is that to which you, O Muhammad, call them. And Allah chooses for himself whom he will, and guides unto himself who turns to him in repentance and obedience. ورسولكم يا عباد الله ورسولكم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو خير رسول عرفته البشرية. And as for our messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the best of all the messengers that the humanity has ever witnessed. فهو أفضل المرسلين وخاتم النبيين. بل تمت عليكم النعمة من جلت به عنكم ظلمات الجهالة والشرك والظلم والعدوان. Indeed, he is the best of all the messengers, and he is the soul of all the prophets. By his message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed this favor upon us. And by that which he brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the darknesses have gone away, the darknesses of ignorance, of shirk, of oppression, and the like. قال تعالى في سورة آل عمران لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Indeed, Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when he sent among them a messenger, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, from among themselves, reciting unto them his verses, the Quran, and purifying them from their sins by following his orders and his commandments, and instructing them in the book, the Quran and Hikmah, which is the wisdom and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while before that they have been in manifest error. فلقد رسل الله سبحانه وتعالى بالتمسك بهذا الدين والاقتداء بجنان الرسول الكريم. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى has enjoined upon us to hold on firm to this deen, to this deen that He has chosen for us and guide us to. And He has commanded us to follow this messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في سورة الأنعام: وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. And verily, this is my straight path, so follow it, and follow not other paths, so they will separate you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This He has ordained for you, that you may become al-muttaqoon, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyuhal-Muslimoon, amalana tariqa al-sa'adati maftuhun, falimada ana mushrikun. All you Muslims, the path to happiness, the path to guidance and to happiness is wide open in front of us. Why we do not follow it? Why the majority of the Muslims are not following this path? فلماذا نعدل عنه ونتركه ونسلك طريق التأخر والشقاء والخسران؟ The path for success and happiness is wide open in front of us, manifested in this Islam. In this Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us and guided us to. So why we need have those paths that are clear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear for us, and we follow other paths that lead us to loss and to misery and to destruction. أرأيتم يا عباد الله أرأيتم أن دينكم هذا أثر في إرشادكم إلى سبيل الفلاح فعدلتم عنه. Do those Muslims who are unfortunately the major the majority, do they see that Islam? That Islam is deficient. It's deficient when it comes to present the guidance. It's deficient so that they turn away from it. هل قرأتم في تعاليمه ما يصدكم عن جرائم الأعمال ومكارم الأخلاق فهجرتموه؟ Or those amongst us who do not abide by the teaching of Islam completely, and those amongst the Muslims who they apply from Islam only that which agrees with their desires. Did they find in Islam and in its teachings that which turn you away from the righteous actions, and that which turn you away from the good manners and ethics? So that's why you deserted it. كلا إنه دين الله الذي يبقى طريق للسعادة والرقي إلى يوم يبعثون. Nay and nay and nay. Indeed, this Islam is the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it will remain the only path to success, to happiness, until the day of judgment. ما من فضيلة إلا حتى على التحلق بها. There is not a sense of good manner and good ethic except that Islam has commanded us to adorn ourselves with. وَمَا مِنْ رَذِيلَةٍ إِلَّا حَدَّرَ مِنْ قُبْجِهَا وَبَيَّنَ سُوءَ عَاقِبَتِهَا. And there is not a single wicked act, except that Islam has warned us against it and made clear to us the evil consequences and consequences and the evil results that come from that wicked action. فما بال أكثر ما يسيرون على غير هدى ويقلدون الكفار فيما حرم الإسلام ونهى عنه. Since it is the case, how is it that the majority of the Muslims, they are upon other than the guidance of Islam, following the kuffar, the disbelievers, into that which Islam has made forbidden upon us. فقد أهمل الكثير أمر الدين يا عباد الله واستهانوا بحقوقه وعبثوا بواجباته وتجرؤوا على امتناك حرمات الله. Many among the Muslims, they neglected the commands of the deen of Islam. And they take it lightly. They take the commands of Islam lightly. Many among the Muslims,
and neglect them when it comes to fulfilling the obligation to the Islam. Yet many of them, they fall into that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. واستبدلوا ذلك واستبدلوا اخلاق الاسلام باخلاق الكفر والكفار وعاداتهم وتقاليدهم فيا بئس للظالمين بدلا. And they exchange the teachings of Islam, the manners of Islam, the edifice of Islam with the manners of disbelief and disbelievers, and they imitated them in their actions and in their customs. What we do is the exchange for Al-Zalimun. As Allah said in Surah Al-Kahf, what an evil is indeed the exchange for the Zalimun, those, the wrongdoers. أيها المسلمون إن المسلم الحقيقي لا يرضى بدينه بديلا مهما سلم فيه الأمر ومهما بذل من قبيل كفر له من المغيات أو ناله منه من الأذى. Indeed, if you're Muslim who understood Islam, who knows the value of this deen of Islam, and he knows and he remembers constantly the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has guided into Islam from among millions and billions of people upon cover and upon this belief in shirk. The true Muslim, he's not pleased, he's not pleased for himself, nothing else but Islam and the petition of Islam. Doesn't matter the price he may pay for it, to stay firm upon this of Islam. He will stand firm upon or against all the temptations and the pride that come from the disbelievers, tempting him to turn him away from the teaching of Islam. Standing firm and encountering all the harms, enduring all the harms and the hardships. وَلْقَعَنَا مَكُلَّ فِتَّةٍ فَرْضًا فِي دِينِهِ مُتَمَسِّكًا بِعَقِيدَتِهِ. Trial after trial you find the true Muslim firm upon his aqidah, firm upon his deen, cringing with his nose to the teachings of Islam. وَلَمْ يَعْفِي سَلَفِنَا الصَّالِحِ خَيْرُ مِثَالِ. Indeed we have an example. Indeed we have in the Salaf al-Salih and the companions and those who come after them, the best example. فهذا بلال رضي الله عنه وهذا عمار بن ياسر وابوه وامه وسميه وغيرهم كثير يلاقون الوان العذاب والنكال فصبروا وما استكانوا فصبروا على دينهم الذي اجتباه الله لهم. من اجتبوا ذلك اذ بلال رضي الله عنه مؤذن الرسول وهو يتكلم باذان في المسجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And also عمار بن ياسر, his father and his mother, and many amongst the Sahaba who endured the hardship, but they were firm upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namadij, هذه namadij من ثبات المسلمين على دينهم مع شدة الأذى والتعذيب. This is just an example and sample that illustrates how firm those first Muslims among the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were firm upon the deen of Allah. They endured all types and kinds of torture and punishment.
This audio file has been downloaded from salafitapes.com.
أضف إلى ذلك ما قدموه في سبيل حمايته للدين ونصره من جهاد الأنفس والأموال. Not to forget to mention and to add to this sacrifice that which they put forward to protect Islam and the Muslims, they put all that which they own. They put their work in the front, their lives in the front, to protect this deen and to disseminate this deen. تركوا من أجله الديار والأموال وهاجروا فرارا به أن يخدش أو يدلس يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله. They even made a hijrah from the most beloved place to the Mecca. They made a hijrah which is deen, to protect this deen. So this deen of Islam won't be blemished, stand by all threats of disbelief, hypocrisy, and shirk. Yes, they made a hijrah from the best, the most beloved place to them. seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and protecting and preserving Islam and protecting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لماذا فعلوا هذا كله؟ Why they have to go through all this hardship? Why they endure all this hardship? ذلك لما حدث في هذا الدين من الخير والسعادة. That's because they know that this deen is established upon good, and this is the only way to happiness and to achieve happiness. فتأثر حبهم في قلوبهم حتى صار أحب إليهم من أنفسهم وأموالهم وأولادهم وديارهم. So this deen, since they know it, they study it with sincerity, and they were consistent upon that. So this deen was firmly established in their hearts. We will establish in your heart the law for this deen increased for your heart, in your heart. So much so that this deen became more beloved to them, became more beloved to them than their own self, than their own children, their own lives, and their own homes. فعلينا عباد الله أن نقتدي بهم وأن نهتم بشؤون هذا الدين تعلما وتعليما ودعوة إليه، ونصبر على ما قد نلاقيه في سبيل هذا الدين من الحياة. So indeed it is incumbent upon us to learn from their lessons and to follow the examples of the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم and the التابعون and those who follow their guidance. And we learn this deen as they learn it. And we sacrifice as they sacrifice. And we hold on firm to it as they did. If you want happiness, أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This audio file has been downloaded from SalafiTapes.com.
الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد، أيها المسلمون، أيها المسلمون، إن دينكم دين عظيم هو صلاح البشرية جمعاء. So you're Muslim, this deen of Al-Islam, that Allah has guided all of us to it, it is the great religion. It is just the only thing that will bring rectification, bring righteousness and uprightness to the humanity, to the world of the humanity. فَلَئِنْ نَقْصَ مَدَدُ عَفَاءِ الْإِيمَانِ فَمَنْ يَلْقَصَ لَذَا الَّذِينَ يَنْشُدُونَ الْحَقِيقَةِ وَيَلْتَمِسُونَ أَسْبَابَ النَّجَاةِ المؤمنون حقا أن يتقون لله سبحانه وتعالى. So even though if this deen of Islam may seem to be cheap and insignificant among many, yet Muslims, you will never be in the same way. Rather, they will remain as it was remained in the heart of the Prophet ﷺ and in the heart and the breast of the companions of Muhammad alayhim, and those who follow them with good until this time, yes, until the day of judgment. You will never be cheap for those people, or in the minds and the hearts of those people who truly know the details from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who they seek the and they seek the means of success in this life and the hereafter. Those who seek the means of success and safety in this life and the hereafter, this Islam will never be cheap in their minds and their hearts. قال تعالى في سورة محمد وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكون أمثالكم. And if you turn away from Islam, from the teachings of Islam, from learning it, from acting upon it, and turning one another to that which you know with hikmah, with wisdom, with goodness, with kindness, with gentleness. And if you turn away from Islam and the obedience to Allah, He will exchange you for some other people. He will exchange you for some other people, and they will not be like you. And they will not be like you. عباد الله. إن دينكم هذا
يريد منكم الصدق والصبر والبذل في سبيله. Indeed, O servant of Allah, this religion of Islam requires from us to be truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be patient upon His teachings by learning and applying the teachings of Islam, and yet to provide every one of us according to their needs, according to their ability, to provide, to sacrifice, to support the deen of Islam. أن تكتبوا بالدين بالإسلام لسد الهجوم المعادي له والأخذ على أيدي السفهاء عن العبد بتعاليمه. So that we stand firm against the temptation of the enemies of Islam. So we can repair all types of foolishness and nonsense and wickedness that the enemies of Islam.
This audio file has been downloaded from SalafiSites.com.
And don't think that just the kuffar and the mushrikun, yet the enemies, they may be from those who claim to be upon Islam, claim the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the many divided groups, from Ahl al-Bidah, wa Ahl al-Ahwa, Ahl al-Zayr, from the people of desire, the people of innovation, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has diverted their hearts away from following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, from following the principles that the deen of Islam should be taken from, Kitab Allah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala fahm al-salaf al-salih, ridwan Allah alayhim. We should stand firm against any temptations from those people who want to hurt Islam and blemish the image of Islam, from among those people who, when they talk about Islam, they do not abide themselves to take from the sources of Islam, the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should say the authentic Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet upon the understanding of Salaf al-Salih. فعلينا بتعلم هذا الدين يا عباد الله. والله لن يتأثر لنا هذا كله إلا بتعلم هذا الدين. إلا بالتعلم يا عباد الله حتى نلقى الله سبحانه وتعالى. And none of this will be easy for us to fulfill except by us learning the deen of Islam, except by us connecting ourselves to the ulama, al-Rabbaniyun, to the scholars of the deen of Islam, by learning from them, from their books, from their statements, from their sharuhat, their books that they explain many other books, if you want to be firm upon the deen of Allah. And we have to constantly sacrifice and spend much of our time in learning the deen of Islam until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى إلى متى يطلب العالم العلم؟ قال إلى المقبرة. إلى المقبرة يا عباد الله. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, he was asked until when a person should seek knowledge. He said he should seek knowledge until they put him in a grave. Until they put him in a grave. And one of the Salaf, likewise, he was asked the same question. And he said, a person should continue seeking knowledge until they put him in a grave and they dump the ink on him. Until they dump the ink on him. والروايات في هذا كثيرة يا عباد الله عن العلماء الربانيين أنهم طلبوا العلم حتى الممات, حتى قبيل موتهم وهم مهتمون بالعلم. قدوتهم في ذلك حبيبنا ورسولنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's only some of the examples, but yet many among many examples of the ulama who they continue to seek knowledge until death comes to them. Yet they are weak. They fight the agony of death, still their eyes glued on the book. Their eyes glued on the book until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says unto them. The best example is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where in death day, he is commanding us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is commanding us to go and to be kind and useful to women, and still commanding us not to follow the path of all the Jewish believers, the path of the Jews and the Christians. اللهم وفقنا للرشد وفردا وهيئ لنا من امرنا رشدا واغفر لنا وللمسلمين انك انت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار.
This audio file has been recorded and distributed by salafitapes.com. For more information, please contact us at info@salafitapes.com. or visit us on our website www.salafitapes.com.